Get up with Budge. That's the way we like it. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Very good morning to you. 804 Budge and Angus Gill co-hosting today. Well, it wasn't always going to be that way. Well, you came in a bit late, and I'm okay with that.
I did. I'm always late. They call me Last Minute Larry.
Last Minute Larry. Do you watch MasterChef?
No.
Don't be honest. It's okay.
No, I don't. Because I'm such a lousy cook, I actually, a couple of weeks ago, it was my turn to cook because everyone else was away, and I decided to make a taste of the South for my brother and sister at home. And okay. I'm not home much.
So you just went to KFC?
Yeah,
fried chicken.
No, I didn't actually. I went to Coles and I got some southern fried chicken tenders.
Yeah.
And then I made slow-cooked green beans and I made biscuits and gravy.
They do love their biscuits over there.
Biscuits and gravy. So a biscuit is like a scone.
Yeah.
And gravy is like gravy.
Yeah.
And it's actually like a sausage gravy. So there's bits of chopped up sausage in it. It's meant to be kind of finely processed, but for me, I just chucked big chunks of sausage in there.
Okay.
So anyway, it was all going good according... Like, it went all right up until the point that I found that Mum had no salt shakers anywhere around the house. She had all of these different kind of useless seasoning, like chicken gyros seasoning and chicken con carne and chili con carne.
All these obscure spices.
Yeah. That you would never use.
No.
Even if you were making the dishes.
Right.
And anyway, I had to go and find... She had these Himalayan rock crystals.
The pink ones, yeah.
So I had to ground the salt up in a mortar and pestle like an Amish person. And then I just went, oh, okay, yeah, that's a pinch of salt. Yeah. And I just chucked it in.
Oh, gee. So you're not a fantastic cook then?
And the biscuits were so salty that no one could eat them. The gravy had a lot of salt in it too, so it really wasn't a great mixture. And the chicken tenders, oh, yeah, that was actually, I chucked those in the air fryer because I thought, you know, that'd be all right. Anyway, it really wasn't a success. I don't think that's much of a surprise.
I don't think I'll be coming around for dinner. Do you know, actually, I will say that if I can give you one tip, if you go up with a cheese grater and try and get some rock salt off those salt lamps, that doesn't work either.
It doesn't work.
Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Yeah, let's go. Go.
$220 on the line. Bodge and Angus Gill here this morning. And we've got Brad from Port Macquarie on the line. Brad, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, mate. Going? How's your morning going? All right?
It's been going all right so far.
Okay, well, let's see if we can't give you $220. Angus, this is the first time you've played this as well. The rules are this. We ask you a question, we give you 10 seconds, you've got to give us 5 answers. Does that seem simple enough, Brad?
Yeah, sounds easy.
Good man, all right.
All right.
Angus, you want to ask the question?
You can do it.
You want me to do it? Okay, that's fair enough. All right, here we go. So, in 10 seconds, Brad, what we need you to do is name us 5 women's teams in the netball comp in Australia.
Aussies, Red Ferns, the Wildcats. I don't know.
That's all right. We got the Thunderbirds, the Vixens, the Swifts, the Firebirds, Fever, Collingwood Magpies, and the Giants. A couple of little AFL crossovers there for some reason, but that's...
Yes.
Well, that's seven teams anyway. Hey, look, Brad, you know what? There's no shame in not getting it. I only knew the Thunderbirds because they're from my home state, and that's about it. So it's all good, mate.
That's all right, guys. Always next time.
That's all good. All right, call anytime, mate. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Would you have got that, Angus?
No, not in a heartbeat.
Oh, come on, mate. No, you would have known him, surely.
I would not. Even if you asked me football teams, I would not.
You wouldn't even know football teams?
Oh, well, yeah. No, I could probably fudge that one. But if you asked me AFL football, AFL teams.
What about NRL? That's relatively simple.
I could do NRL.
Could you actually?
AFL I could not do, no.
Could you really? All right, well.
No.
All right, go. NRL teams.
Oh, goodness. Knights, Cowboys, the Titans, the New Zealand ones, and the...
No, that doesn't count. You failed. You piece of work. You failed. That's okay.
So un-Australian of me.
That's all right.
I could do the State of Origin teams.
There's only two of them.
No. That's why I could do it.
Oh, I know. All right. Well, that was the 5 in 10. Thanks to Newton's, the only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Teenage Dirtbag on hit this morning with Bodge and Angus Gill for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, and $230 of 5 in 10 goes to Angus. You had a crack at the 5 in 10. There's no shame in not being able to get it.
Oh, no, there definitely isn't.
Unless you give me the topic first and then can't do it, like you did.
No, I know how terrible of me. No, it's actually really hard because you put under that pump, especially with a subject which is not, you know.
Oh, and it's like such a random topic.
It's easy. I know.
But it's been done. It's been done before. although sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you get those. You get people, and they've clearly got a computer, or they've got their phone out, they've got their mate who's getting it ready for them, or something like that. Mm. And then they go. You ask them the question, and they go, "Oh God!" And then out of nowhere, they just rattle off 5 in a row, and you Google it, and they're the first 5, and then you have to go, "Well, you Googled it, so you don't win."
Yeah,
I don't care if it's the rules or not. If you get it, it doesn't matter. If you've cheated, nah, doesn't. You don't get it.
Oh,
they're the rules. They're the rules of Bodge.
But that would be hard to be able to like type it up because I know my internet is not that fast that it can ring up the results.
Well, you're at like Sandcroc's way, aren't
you? Yeah, I know.
What's the internet like up there?
Not good.
No,
it's almost to the point of I could almost run into town. I could almost drive into port and log on to the internet here and it'd load a page quicker than it does
at
home.
No, you couldn't. It's not that bad, surely. Although, we were talking about your film clip that you shot around your house, and you got a big house.
Oh yeah.
And your dad Chris, he turned 50 recently.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He's over in Japan at the moment.
Is he still there?
Yeah. Mum and him and my brother and sister are over there now.
You didn't get the invite to that?
No, actually, they're on a bus tour because Mum didn't want to organise anything. She just wanted it all to be organised for her. But I couldn't think of anything worse than being on a bus with all of these other people. And a lot of them over there, you know, they get sick and all of that. And you know what I'm like around.
And spluttering and things like that.
No, I just would not like to be on a bus tour, especially in my, you know, I wouldn't like.
I don't like being confined either. No, but if you go on to Japan, I feel like April would be the best time to do it because that's when the cherry blossom season's
on. Yes, yeah, yeah.
I mean, a lot of tourists, obviously, but apparently it's the nicest time to go.
Yeah. They're just loving it, though. Yeah.
Have they been there
which
before?
Is good. No. My mum used to live over there when she was in her 20s. She used to be a karaoke cocktail waitress, I believe.
So
I'm not sure exactly the specifications of that job.
Did she do a lot of singing? Is that where you got your pipes from?
Oh, no. My mum or my dad are not musically talented in any way, and my grandparents aren't either. My closest musical connection was my 103-year-old great-grandfather.
Wow.
Poppy Roy, he used to play the mandolin when he was in his teens. It really didn't stick, so I don't know if that counts.
The mandolin, was he trying to pick up a girl? I mean, that's a very romantic instrument.
It is a very, yes. He might have tried to be a bit of a a bard with a bit of a, you know,
speaking of music,
romantic minstrel.
Speaking of music, though. Well, I'm still waiting on your song. Where's your song?
Can we play next?
Can we play next?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll get into some lovely ads. We love the lovely ads. Then we'll get into your song. What's it called? Tell us about
it. It's called Welcome to My Heart.
Right. And it's, wow.
Yeah. No, it's actually not as soppy as you think it is.
All right.
It's all about family, really. You know, they're the glue. You know, they're the kind of things that hold it all together. You know, so that's what it's about.
No offense, but I can't relate to that because my family are terrible. But you know, I'm sure for you and for lots of other people, family is really important.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I forget. I think my mum's about. Hang on, wait. I'm 30 and nearly 31. Oh God. Oh, she just had a birthday. 30th of June, she would have been 51.
Get up with Bodge on Hit.
Anushka, I'm a really bad cook. Do you have any advice to help me improve my sorry situation?
Oh, you know what? Just get in there and make a mess. The more mess you make, the better you're going to get. Just get your kitchen messy, mate.
Anushka,
just try.
You missed it, though. He was talking just before. Apparently, he was trying to do a southern cook-off for his family, and he got food poisoning from his own cooking.
you know what? You need to mess the kitchen, but you still need to keep it clean. So it's, you know, catch 22. You have to kind of have a balancing act. Just get the chickens away, get the meat and beef away, and start with veggies.
That's I love this.
Yeah, that's probably good advice because it was the chicken that got me in the end. So.
No, if you're not a good cook, stay away from chicken, mate. Just stay away from chicken.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.